Howdy and welcome to Cloudy Thoughts with MK. I hope y'all are having a wonderful day. Who am I here with? Introduce yourself.
Hello. I'm Logan. I'm the roommate and one of the best friends. And
sit down with your chest. With your
former
chest.
Former teammate. And what else? I don't know what else to say. I am the person in your life that's small and white.
That's what we'll go with, okay? me and Logan have been living together for, I mean, this is year two, technically, mm-hmm. but this is our second time living together.
Yeah.
Neither of us are from California, also, so adulting here isn't always the easiest, that's for sure. But first and foremost, we're just going to talk about how we even came into each other's lives. And your perspective is very different.
Right? I don't think I've actually ever heard your perspective of it.
Okay, so this is
so
what happened.
You go, and then I'll say, because I think I've said mine all the time, and people ask.
Yeah.
And then you're just, like, laughing, like, yeah, ha, ha, ha.
Because
that's about it.
Well, number one, I have the memory of, like, a freaking goldfish. But
so
this is what, this is. This is what happened. So, I found out you were coming during the summer.
Yeah, and there was a committed post.
Yeah, yeah. And then Gloom is, you know, he always be like, make sure y'all make people feel welcome, mm-hmm. whoop, and that's very easy for me. So I had already had the intention of wanting to get to know you because I knew it was in my mouth.
Because
I knew you're gonna be another sprinter coming.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know when that was going to happen though. So
like
I just
when I was coming,
I didn't know what day it was going to be that I first like introduced myself to you. I just knew that was going to happen at some point.
Yeah.
So when I saw you, like just. I was at the tennis courts.
You were like Maria and Sammy, I think.
I don't think I was playing tennis. Like, I think
you
I was
guys
just,
were just sitting there on the bleachers
like, yapping.
Yeah.
And I saw you walking. And I was like, oh my, is that the new one?
The new one?
Yeah, bro. Because think about it. I knew you were coming from like a different state. When I first came in.
It's okay.
When I first came in, like it wasn't always the easiest thing for me. And people... My experience was that people weren't as welcoming. So I wanted to make sure that you felt you had like a support system. Mm-hmm. And the way to do that was to yell at you from a tennis court as a random person. Ain't no fuck. Thank you. I was like, if that's about to be it. So I just yelled your name and then the rest was history.
It was startled.
The rest was not history because we went to the beach that day and there was no parking.
There was no parking. We were driving around, and we had my old roommate with us, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, who was it? Wilson. That was when I met Wilson and Chase.
Yes. Yeah.
And I didn't meet Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
I met him the day before.
Just that whole... That
but
the,
and then, like, AJ was there. Quincy. Mm-hmm. Chin was there. That was the first time I met Chin, too. That's crazy.
And the whole... Yeah.
The whole game.
And then half
squad,
of them left.
And they all said... Bye. Okay, my perspective, which you've heard so many times, is I literally, so, because it was COVID, and we didn't have an actual move-in, like, we didn't have orientation at all.
Mm-hmm.
My move-in was, like, I drove to campus, we got there early, so I couldn't check into my dorm yet, and so we just walked around, because that was my first day on campus. I'd never been on the campus before.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know the school existed.
Dang, so it was just fresh on the street.
No, we got there at, like, 8 a.m., and we're like, let's just, like, walk around. And then it's a small campus, so, like, we finished walking around in 30 minutes, and we were like, well, shit, what are we supposed to do now? and then, because Dad knows Dr. Thomas, and so we had lunch with him and Megan and stuff, and then we checked in, and my parents, like, helped me unload the car, and then we unloaded the car, and they were like, our flight's in 2 hours, time to go to the airport.
No.
And I was like,
they left ASAP, I didn't know
that. It's because their flight, and, like, they couldn't hang out because of COVID, so, like, you can't, like, they didn't want people to be, like, hanging out. Obviously, like, roommates could hang out and stuff, but, like, they didn't want anyone else intermingling at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, they left, and then I, like, unpacked, and then our orientation was, I moved in on a Friday,
mm-hmm.
and then it was, Saturday was our orientation. And it was, like, this, like, 5 to 6 hour long video of,
mm-hmm.
like, the president, the dean, all of the, like, major names in the school talking about their positions and, like, how happy they are that they were here. And then there was the whole athletics thing I had to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just sitting there on my ass for, like, 6 hours. And I was like, damn, bro, my body hurts. I can't be doing this after just driving for 3 days straight
mm-hmm.
to get down here. And so then I was like, well, you know, I'm going to just go walk around. It's nice out. It's sunny. Yeah. This is not normal for me because I'm from Washington. So, like, it's usually rainy. So
August in Irvine's perfect.
Yeah.
Normally, too.
And so I was, like, just walked around. And I remember just, like, walking down the steps by the calf. And I was like, there's a group of people there. And I'm blind, so I don't know anything. And I didn't know who was on the team. I didn't know anybody. I, like, barely stalked people. I stalked the like the track page on Instagram. I didn't stalk the people.
Okay.
Which is normally I do that when I'm like looking at teammates, but I didn't look at anybody because I was like, I'm already going in blind, so might as well.
You know what? A clean slate was probably the best.
For all. And then I was just walking and I was startled because you were like, Logan! And I was like, I literally know who you are. And then I remember you were like, oh, we're going to the beach later. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah. Like, let's, like, I'll go get my stuff. And then you guys were leaving in, like, 20 minutes. So then you, like,
I gave you no time!
Which is fine, because what was I going to do?
True.
So I went back, and then I was like, oh, yeah, one of my roommates is also on the track team. We can go get her. And I remember we were, like, walking back to my dorm. You were walking fast as hell.
Bro, you see the length of my legs.
But you just walk fast for no reason,
That's
though.
That's true. That's awesome.
You don't have to walk fast because you have long legs. I have to walk fast to keep up with people.
The
like
natural
you.
Cadence of my step, bro.
Then we walked into Sigma because you thought it was Rho, and everyone was like confused
because I didn't live on campus.
Yeah, I also it was my second day there, so I didn't know.
The
and then I was
leading the blind.
Like this ain't where I live. And then we made it back, and then yeah.
That's how we met.
Yeah,
and then when did we start? Because I think about, like, our relationship on the track as far as being close and, like, dancing and everything. I don't know when that grew, like, naturally over to... Actually, yes, I do.
I think, to me, actually, for me, yes, I think it was conference freshman.
After Fresno. After Fresno, bro.
Because we roomed together.
Yeah.
And I think that was the first time we had, like, a semi-deep conversation because you knew something that I didn't know you knew. And so I was like... No.
Oh!
Because no one was supposed to know!
I remember that.
And then I was like... Then I brought it up to the other party.
And then the other party
And the other
like,
party was like... to everyone!
I was like, bro!
At conference, too, was crazy.
And I was like... You're supposed to focus on running.
I know. I was like, damn, I started, like, a war. And wasn't even my muff. I was like, I didn't know. I was like, I was trying to play my part and be, like, clueless. And then I remember you being like, I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable. I just know. And I was like, I'm not uncomfortable. I just didn't know that you knew. Because
I
was supposed
you
to know.
I was supposed to know. Yeah, bro.
And then I think afterwards, I think it got, like, my sophomore year, obviously we got closer, but yeah. I think it really hit after my breakup. Because you were the person that I went to the most, and I was like, help me. And then the rest is history.
Honestly. I realized I didn't even go over the format of what the heck we're about to be talking about.
Oh, that shit.
It's a...
Okay.
We're gonna go over... Let me get into my notes. We're going to talk about, well, that's actually a perfect segue into how we even became roommates the first time, which I touched a little bit on last
podcast.
Yeah. And we're just going to talk about transitioning into adulting, bills, money, and then navigating adulthood, what comes with that. And I'm going to be introducing a new segment. Oh my God, we've been screaming. I can see on the monitor. It's okay. I'm going to be introducing a new segment. One of my favorite games on this planet Earth is We're Not Really Strangers. We played it during our Friendsgiving. It's a great way to get to know people that you already are very acquainted with and that you love. Or you could just pick up a random stranger on the street and be like, spare me your soul for the one time.
I really wouldn't want to do that. But.
You know, if someone came up to you, it was just like, hey, I would love to have like just a conversation with you. Are you down to play this game with me? You
honestly,
wouldn't?
Yeah.
You would. I know you would. Yeah. Just for the plot.
Well, there's this dude on TikTok who goes up to old people and he was like, who was your first love and why'd you fall in love with them?
Yeah.
It's the most wholesome thing ever.
I feel like I'd cry on the street and then...
You cry a lot. So that's normal.
You know, I used to suppress my emotions, so we let it
I think
now.
I told Raina this the other day that I think the older women get, the more emotional we become.
I would our hormones are also changing at the same time. So, me as I can feel my uterus gushing right now. Anyway, they don't need to know that. So,
TMI. Sorry, guys.
Roommates, part one.
Part one.
Okay. Just for context, the way that Concordia University. Remember the fuck that's this the system that they transitioned to?
They changed their housing system. I think it was different every single year. Mm-hmm. So it's like your freshman year, you get paired with someone, and they usually try to make it so it's like someone that's similar to you.
Yeah, they're like they ain't breaking all your interests.
They didn't do that most of the time. I'm sorry, but they at least for me in my experience that never happened. Mm-hmm. I had horrible roommate experiences, and then
not no more.
And then after your freshman year, you can make roommate groups and stuff. With like, you have to have four to be able to pick a room. Mm-hmm. Or if you only have two, then they place you later on. And it's like this whole thing. And that's mm-hmm. kind of, they just changed how they did it mm-hmm. every year.
And then when it's like that lottery, it was like, bro, I felt that like we were on like, we're playing bingo or something, sitting in the calf, like, this is my number!
Yep.
And then you mm-hmm. go and pick the,
yep.
So,
yep.
This is how our roommate journey began. Okay.
Look, we both needed roommates, and this is how we became roommates the first time. So, because, yeah, I had moved in halfway through the year with Ryan, but they were all seniors, mm-hmm. so they were moving off campus and not living there anymore, and I was going to be a junior, so I still need people to live with, and during indoor season that year, I'd been talking with Gabby mm-hmm. about, like, get like how fun it would be to have an apartment. Not that we were actually gonna get one, but I was like, eventually, you know, when I'm here, I would love to have an apartment and this and the other. And so, she was like, obviously, like, I'll roommate with you, like, I'll get an apartment with you, like, blah blah blah. And Gabby and I, like, that was when we started getting close too, was during that season, because I think we both traveled to I think almost every indoor meet. Mm-hmm. So, so we like talked about it, and then we didn't, we like brought it up. Didn't really talk about it later on, and then rooming time came around, and then I texted her, and I was like, hey, did you still want to be roommates? Like, do you still want a roommate? And she was like, yeah, I'll be roommates with you, and I was like, okay, great, well, we don't have any other people. Mm-hmm. And then I remember asking you, I think I brought it up, and I was like, I don't know what you're doing, but then you said the whole thing that was going on, like you talked about in your last podcast with Naya and Cammie and everyone.
Yeah.
And then I don't even remember, like, what happened. I think I was just, like, in the room, in my room one time. Or I was with someone, and I got a text from you, and you were like, do you still need a roommate? And I was like, yeah. And then you were like, okay, I'll be your third roommate. And then you said you didn't need a, like, you have the
we ain't got no rent.
So then I, like, texted Gabby, and I was like, hey, so can I have Haley with us? She's like, yeah. And then I remember we moved in. That was the year that I got COVID, too. So I missed all of orientation that I planned. Mm-hmm. And then when I finally was out of the COVID room and we came back, I remember the first night we were all there, and I think we all stayed up until, like, 2 in the morning, like, yapping.
Yeah.
And I think that's how the three of us got close. And then, yeah.
The rest was history.
Beautiful and blossomed.
My eyes are watery. Because, bro, that was such a fun year. It had its ups mm-hmm. and downs, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But that's the first... I loved rooming with Naya and Cammie and Naomi. I had known them for so long. Mm-hmm. And we all laughed together. But I didn't spend much time in the dorm, mm-hmm. like, ever. So, that was my...
That was your junior year when you lived with them.
My senior year with mm-hmm. you guys.
Yeah.
That's the first year I actually felt like home. Like, I felt seen. Mm-hmm. I was actually excited when I walked into the room and I didn't, like, isolate myself.
Yeah.
Y'all were a big part of that. Yeah. I don't know. And all of our personalities are so different, but it worked.
Mm-hmm. I think it helped too, like, at least building that relationship is because we all have the same schedule, mm-hmm. basically. Mm-hmm. And we all, even now, like, we're all aware that, like, yes, we may be together in close proximity, but that didn't always mean we want to be speaking to each other.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Sometimes I just want to sit here and you can sit there, but don't talk to me. Like, that's mm-hmm. just. And I think we all knew that. It's like, we're with each other a lot of the time out of the day, but we don't feel the constant need to, like, be with each other. Mm-hmm. And, like, we all had different friend groups and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember you guys hung out with the freshmen a lot that year, and then I had my own whole group with, mm-hmm. like, the guys and, like, Jayla and everyone and stuff. So it was like we had our time together, but we also had like time apart. So it wasn't like we were
enmeshed
in everything and doing everything together. Because I think we probably would have gotten super tired.
No, 100%. I mean, there was some time, bro. Our game nights.
Oh, when we got called, when the RA got called in the RA.
Let me tell y'all a story. So we're playing, bro. I will never forget that because we got the call right as we were fucking. I think we were dancing to Pony. Like, people were dancing on the floor.
Yes.
To Pony. And I get a text. Or what? Did I get a knock at the door? No.
I got the call, and it was from the girl below us. And they were like, hey.
Oh, yeah, I had the duty phone.
You had the duty phone, and they called the RA. And you're the RA on duty. And they're like, the people upstairs are just really loud. And then. And then you're like, oh, yeah, which room number? And they're like, oh. 207, and you're like, okay, turned off the phone. You goes, guy, we need to shut up.
I'm like, hey.
Which I will say, as living under that room, it is like, I don't know, because the room underward, like, underwards? The room
underneath?
Underneath, yeah.
Underwards!
Because the room under, because I lived that one next year.
Yeah.
It's, the ceilings are lower,
mm-hmm.
too. So it just feels like it's close.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, I mean, I lived under the RA, like, he was living in that room, like, the room that you had, and so we were under that one, and he was silent, he was quiet, but Gabby and Erica lived in the one that, under where Gabby and I were the previous year, and they said that the dude that was living there sounded like he was skateboarding in the room, and I was like, I don't hear
dude,
it was, damn, I'm sorry, like, they took the broom and were, like, hitting the ceiling because he was so loud, Which is crazy because the RA was like, I literally don't hear anything from him. So it was, I don't know.
He could have been capping, bro. It's low-key an abuse of power, but like, what am I going to do? Write myself up?
Yeah.
No. We were just all dancing and having a good time.
Yeah. And then, yeah, that was part one, basically.
Yeah. That was a good time.
Together.
What, okay, question. What did you learn from the first time of us living together that you brought with us? That you brought with you to our second time living together. Because you know, like, my tendencies and, like, who I am as, like, a person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there anything in your mind, like, okay, like, I know it's going to be like this. I anticipate it being like this.
It wasn't anything, I think, subconsciously, I just already knew. But it wasn't anything that I was, it wasn't like I was moving in here and I was like, damn, I gotta deal with this shit again. There was nothing like that. I was just kind of, like, this is how I am when I live. This is how MK is.
Yeah.
And we, like, complimented, though.
Yeah.
Like, the way that I watch you leave the house. Like, the other day, when your phone was right in front of you, and I said, hey, don't forget your phone, and you damn near left the house without your phone, I had to be like, Michaela.
That is true. I was walking out the house. She just, you did. Your face was, like, flat, so you were like. I'd be so focused.
I really be, like, mom for real sometimes.
I know.
But that. I mean, it's better now, but I remember living with you in, like, the dorm, and you would bring everything that you needed, and you'd put it out on the table, and I'd be waiting, and then you'd grab your keys, but leave everything else. Then, that's gonna be loud, and then,
I don't even know this is
going. We'd be, this it's possible. Charging.
Oh, you're right.
I have a funny bone.
You know, you hit it, and it goes like into your hand, like the tingles?
Yeah.
Right, continue.
But you'd, like, grab your keys if you were driving or something. You'd grab, like, one thing out of the pile of things. And I always think it's so funny that we'd be going to the grocery store and you bring, like, a book, a notebook. And I'm like, bitch, what you need that at the grocery store for? We're getting milk.
You want to know where that comes from? Like, genuinely?
Yeah.
So, as a child, my mom and my sister would go shopping, like, for a while. It felt like years to me. It was probably a couple hours.
Uh-huh.
But I wasn't interested in clothes at that time. I wanted books. I wanted a robot spider sapien toy.
From a young age.
Yeah.
You
know? Or I wanted to play like Lego video games. It's very simple. So when they were out, I would just bring a book with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would end up losing them. And my mom would be like, Michaela, I just got you this. 3 days ago. What do you mean you lost it?
That kills me because I'll be like, hey, we're gonna go and we're gonna like go grab some food, like take out, like In and Out. We're gonna go and you'll be bringing like your whole damn room with you.
Listen.
And I'm like, girl,
it's like as much as I love to connect to, I don't know, sometimes because what if the vibe is just we're just driving with like music and I just want to read while there's some music, you know? Now, 95% of the time, that's not what's occurring, because we yap. But the thought is there, you know?
Yeah.
The process is there.
But yeah, that was what like I was saying, it's not as bad as it was before. Mm-hmm. Because I would literally be sitting there, like, leaning halfway on the couch, and you'd go out, you'd grab one thing, go to open the door, and I'm like, MK.
And you're just waiting.
Your phone. And you'd be like, oh, yeah. And then you'd be like, oh, I forgot this, too. And you'd go back into your room, then you leave. I'd be like, MK, you left your car keys this time. And, like, you put them back on the table and then left them because you got the other stuff. And I'd be, like, sitting there, like, girl. Just let me drive. Just let me drive. I have everything. You just need your body and your phone.
I think one of your strengths as a person is how, and like after meeting your parents in the way, like I see it, their planning is like ingrained into who they are. Or it's not even like planning, like there's processes to what y'all do. Mm-hmm. I live my life free, bro. Oh, I've just started getting into the mindset of like, okay, let me prep this before, let me, there's a place for everything, like, mm-hmm. etc. I genuinely feel like I have a hard time with my attention sometimes.
Yeah.
And it comes off in like my sporadic movement mm-hmm. or in like me forgetting things.
Yeah.
So honestly, being your roommate, watching the way that you live, we could talk about the spices. Like, they're cute, right? And I'm like, oh, like, I love this. You have a whole system by, like, alphabetical order and number and,
first
like,
of all,
you even put the bay leaves in a jar, bro.
First of all, the numbers correspond with the alphabetical number. So, like, the first one is number one.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
It's not like I purposely put it in alphabetical order. That's just the numbers associate with the alphabet.
And what happened when I put one of them out of order? Because I put one of them on
my... Well, you also broke one that day.
I was a little bit
kind of like, oh, damn.
I'm so sorry.
I think it was one that we, like, don't use, and I knew we don't
it
use
it. It was the Italian because seasoning.
It's full.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn,
yeah, you had that shit. You were like, there's glass in the sausage. I was like, damn it. There's glass in the stove. Like, oh.
Yeah, I had to clean that whole thing.
Yeah, I did. I don't know. The way your mind works makes sense for you. And I'm trying to learn from it. And the way that my mind works for me. I think that's why I'm so flexible also. Because I'm just like, but then things can get lost. Yeah.
Well, that was also ingrained in me very young. Because, like, I know both our experiences with athletics was very different.
Yeah.
I damn near had a college athletic career when I was... five,
like a baby. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When you start competitive gymnastics, like, you're training 20 hours a week. I had Sundays off. I was training
6 days a week.
Usually it was five. Sometimes we would have Saturday practice, so like same as like college.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you sometimes have it, more often than not you would, especially in the off season.
Yeah,
because Saturdays during season is meet day.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, in the summer during, like, conditioning season and, like, preseason and stuff, it's usually 6 days a week. Yeah. And Saturdays are in the mornings, always.
Yeah.
But it's, like, my day-to-day routine in elementary school from, like, first grade until fifth grade, mm-hmm. when I stopped, was go to school from, like, 8 to 3, whenever school ended, go to practice 4 to 8. And it wasn't like college where, you finish the workout early, you get to leave. It was like an hour conditioning and out, and then you have the rest of 3 hours and you do all four events.
Same. And you go like militant.
Yeah, you'd be there from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. with like a 30-minute break at like 6. And then I'd go home, I'd eat dinner, do some homework, go to bed, do that same thing. That was my Monday through Friday was that.
Yeah. And what's your weekends look like?
Saturdays, if we had practice, it was like practice in the morning, go home, finish my schoolwork. Or, like, do a decent amount of it, and then I kind of have the rest of the day, so, like, then I'd go hang out with Lorraine, or I'd go hang out with some other friends.
Yeah.
And then Sundays used to be, before I started competitive gym, was, like, go to church with my family, and then after that, my parents were, like, if you're only gonna have a day to be with your family, like, we're not gonna go to church, like, we're just gonna... Mm-hmm. So usually Sundays was, like, let's go on a hike, let's go to the zoo, let's go to mm-hmm. Portland, let's do all these things, like together as a family, because, like, Zach would be there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So Sundays was kind of, like, my relaxed day, but not really, because we'd be doing stuff. And, like, those were days that my parents didn't work, and then when Dad wasn't traveling, like, he had Sundays off, too.
Yeah.
So that was, like, ingrained in me, because I started competitive. I started level 4, which is, like, the first year of competitive when I was in gym. Mm-hmm. I started that when I was in, like, first grade. So I was, like, 7.
You're a dog. Come on.
Yeah. So, like, the schedule, that's why now, like, scheduling for me is, like, piece of cake.
Yeah.
Like, I can look at something and be like, okay, yep, got it.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's just normal for me. So, like, now.
Do you need lists or anything like that? Or you just.
I mean, I have lists of things. If I have a lot I need to do, then yes. Like, when I have classes, I make lists for, like, homework.
Yeah.
But that's it. But, like, as long as I have a calendar and I know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So, like, now, actually, in grad school, it's worse because I don't have, like, thing after thing after thing. Yeah. It's, like, yeah. Now, like, today, literally the entire morning, I have practice and then I have nothing after practice.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, like, with undergrad, it was, like, class, lunch, yeah. practice, homework. Do the same thing again the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, as I've grown up and I've had technically more free time, and then yeah. people be like, what do you do with your free time? And I'm like, fuck, I know.
It's an opportunity.
My free time a year ago was sitting on my ass and doing nothing because that was the only hour I had in my day to, mm-hmm. like, relax before, like, running and leaving my soul on the track.
And then limping off.
Yes.
Raina!
Going to
please.
I live there, though.
Yeah,
the
do.
Amount of time...
The way you started rubbing your knee. Immediately!
Every single day this week, at least one of the trainers has had to remind me that I'm old.
I mean, yeah, you're about to be... About
there was some...
Joining your
some recruits up. Came in yesterday, and I was talking to one of the throwers, and we were like, dang, like, high schoolers look really young now. Like, they're seniors in high school, but they look like they should be, like, 14. Mm-hmm. And freaking Jeff goes, Logan, that's because you're getting old. And I was like... We gotta bring that up.
You're gonna be like, back in my day, the track was red.
No, it really was.
But they're gonna have the new facility. Be like, yeah, we ain't had that. Mm-mm.
You know, that was supposed to be done, actually.
Yeah,
this
we
past year.
Know how Concordia is with this. With their
it actually isn't. I've learned, though, it's not the school. They got everything passed. It was the city of Irvine that was like,
oh.
You can't start construction.
Same thing with the lights.
Loser. Because the neighbors.
Bro. Okay, but we... Do you know the lore behind that?
With the neighbors?
So, initially, Concordia owned, like, all this land.
Yeah, and then they built the houses afterwards, and
because
everyone bitches...
Because we needed money, and we sold the land. And now we have to deal with the neighbors.
Yeah, well, all I gotta say is, if you don't want to deal with college shenanigans, don't live by a college.
And then they can turn that around and be like, if you don't want to deal with, like, neighborhood shenanigans, then don't build your school in a neighborhood.
The school was built first. They didn't have to build a neighborhood. They could have built something else.
They built the neighborhood because they needed money, though. I'm saying that it's low-key
reaping
what
money,
they sowed.
That doesn't go to the school, does it?
If the school owned the land.
Yeah.
First.
Oh,
so
right.
They sold it off when they were, like, starting construction.
Yeah. And then they made us fix that whole wall. And I was
like, because it's moving half an inch. This is a catastrophe. We must
move half an inch in 30 years.
We need to fix this.
And then we were missing, like, half of our parking.
Yeah, don't. We just... Okay.
That ain't our problem anymore.
It's not, because
no.
We're here.
Yes.
And
we have
place.
To pay bills.
We do. Part 2, okay? Dude, how do we even... I know how we got this place. I do not remember how we even started on the whole... Yes, I do. Okay.
I think I just asked you guys because I was so dead set on not living on campus as a grad
yeah.
student. I was like, I know that it's better and I don't have to pay the money to, like, pay rent. And I know, like, it's going to be paid for and I have all these benefits. But I was like, I'm getting to a point where I'm growing up. I'm 22, gonna be 23.
You don't want quiet hours.
And I was like, I don't want to have to deal with quiet hours. I want the freedom to do things that I can do
mm-hmm.
as a 22-year-old woman
mm-hmm.
and not have to deal with, like, repercussions. Not that I'd be doing some crazy shit or anything.
Yeah,
but
you're
like,
grown. You know?
If I want to have, like, a glass of wine with dinner,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to have to be like, oh my god.
Yeah.
The blinds are open. They're gonna see.
You
know
what? Your man's over. Pass.
What?
Well, hold on.
Let's be
hold
so for real.
Hold on. This is a hypothetical. He's coming. I already know. It's going to be beautiful for you.
Oh, thank you.
But, yeah, you deserve that. But if you want a man's over,
uh-huh.
you can do that
yeah.
without having to worry about
yeah.
the RA knocking on the...
Because I was like, my parents bless our hearts, they were like, Logan, you don't have to do that. And I was like, I know I don't have to.
I want to!
But me being so stubborn, I was so dead set on it. And, like, to the point where when I talked to mom and dad about it, they're like, you don't have to do this. I would, like, be on the verge of tears because it's like, I know I don't have to, but this is something that I want. Like, yeah. I want to feel like I'm growing up. I yeah. want... Sometimes I regret that because life's hard.
You want to be on campus right now?
No, but sometimes I regret being like, oh, I wish I could, when I'm older, I could do all these things because, no. Sometimes I don't want to do all those things anymore. But I really wanted to, like, feel like I was growing up.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know as a grad student, my schedule's going to be different. I'm going to have, you know, hopefully more of time of, like, working and stuff. I was like, I don't want to feel like an undergrad college kid anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I want to feel like a semi-adult.
Yeah.
And so I was just, like, so dead set. And I was like, ain't nobody that I know right now is going to want to move off campus. Because all my friends at the time, they're still undergrads now. One of them I'm not even friends with anymore. So thank God we didn't plan anything out. That would have been horrible.
Yeah.
So I think I just asked you, I was like, would you guys be okay with, like, moving into, like, a three-bedroom or, like, whatever we can find? Mm-hmm. And I, like, going into it was, like, I don't mind paying less than everybody else.
Yes.
Because I was like, both you and Ryan have big girl jobs, and you guys get a decent amount of, like, salary pay. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I ain't gonna have that, at least as a student athlete still, mm-hmm. I'm not gonna be able to have, like, a full-time job.
Yeah.
Because track is my full-time job, and I don't get paid for that.
Mm-hmm. It really is a job,
right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think I just asked you guys. I think I was just like, you guys okay with that? And both of you were like, yeah.
You helped us out. I don't think I ever told you this.
Oh, no.
So this is what was happening. Good old San Leon, because me and Ryan were living in a two-bedroom.
Yeah.
We each had our own bathroom. It was cool. They were about to up our rent by, like, a lot. I think it was, like a few hundred.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, bless Ryan's parents' heart, like a spit. I was paying $1,300 flat, mm-hmm. and I didn't have to worry about utilities either. So, because they were like, yeah, we'll cover it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working at Care Partners still, and I was making more. It was fighting for my life. But I knew I was going to be transitioning to another job where I took a little bit of a pay decrease.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Ryan were like, we're not going to pay this. So mm-hmm. when you reached out, we were like, absolutely, like, we're going to find a place. It's going to mm-hmm. be great. Do you remember when we drove to that one apartment?
In Costa Mesa?
I like the Costa Mesa one.
That one was
cute. The other one.
Without the fridge?
I didn't bring my ID, so I wasn't able to go in there. Let me just
picture this. Yeah, so, we looked at a solid... Before we moved into the place right now, we looked at a solid... two places.
Yes.
Because we were just so productive with finding a new apartment.
Yeah, we were really pedal to the metal.
Yeah, we were really trying really hard. But so we went to one in Costa Mesa that we all really liked. It was like a townhouse, basically. Like that, yeah, it was pretty much like a townhouse. It had like a cute little porch and everything. I actually really liked that place.
Mm-hmm. It was cute.
It was cute. But
it was a three bedroom.
There was two upstairs, one downstairs.
The kitchen was nice. Why do we say no?
Because we found this place, okay. And you had because Ryan brought up this place, and you wouldn't have to pay,
like, for the transfer.
It was a better deal to move in here
than it was
to, like, completely move over to Costa Mesa.
Yes.
Which, I like this area.
I do, too.
Like, I showed my parents that, like, we drove by the buildings, and then when we moved here, like, got the place, my dad, you came in, he's like, I like this place better, like, it seems more, like, he's like, I'm more comfortable with you guys living here. And I was like, thanks, Kyle.
It is safe, except mm-hmm. for the time Nye's car got broken.
And there was that random dude wandering around.
Yeah! Yeah, okay, Irvine's supposed to be, like, the safest city in America. Cap.
Sometimes there's some sketchy stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, but then we found this other place that had, it was also a three-bedroom, but it was just, like, a one-story with a three-bedroom. It was really nice. It was insanely expensive, yeah. I remember, but we just went to go look at it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought J-Lo with us because she really wanted to just look at apartments.
Yeah.
She was like, I just want to go because. And so she came along, and then you forgot your ID, so only J-Lo and I could. Which, first, like, I get it, but also, you ain't look like you in a...
Right!
You know, stab somebody.
And I'm grown! I do not... oh my god. I was like, are you serious right now? Yeah,
so MK went and, like, just walked around. He went to the little, like, barbecue patio, whatever, that they were talking about.
Yeah.
And we walked in, and she was like, yeah, there's a space for, like, a washer and dryer. And that's why we went to go look at it, because we were like, oh, they have in-unit washer yes. and dryer.
Yes,
so we're like, bet, let's go look at this. Mm-hmm. So we go, and we're, like, looking around, and we walk in, and I was like... She was showing us around, and then she let us just walk around the whole thing mm-hmm. ourselves. So we went and looked at the bathrooms and the rooms and stuff, and then we came out, and then Jayla asked about the washer and dryer, and she's yeah. like, oh, yeah, they go out here. We go out to the back the back porch. She opens the door. There's no washer. There's no dryer.
There's just a space.
There's just a space for them. And I was like, that's the biggest letdown.
Where the applications at?
Like, you be charging just so much. And you don't even have them here, like, which I know, like, that's probably some people, you know, usually at some point in life you buy your own washer and dryer. But yeah. I was like, do I look like I got the money for a yeah. washer and dryer?
Yeah.
And so then I was like, okay, well, that's a little bit of a letdown.
Drying our clothes on.
And then she, like, went back inside, and I turned around, and I looked inside, and I was like, Jayla, this looks empty. Like, I'm, obviously there's nothing in it, but I yeah. was like, something's missing.
Yeah.
And then... She was, like, going around to, like, turn off all the lights and stuff. And we go back in, and I, like, look in the kitchen, and I was like, there's no fridge.
I just heard something.
Give me a second.
Oh, it ended. What the fuck? Sorry. Continue.
But I was like, Jayla, there is no fridge. There was a space for the fridge.
Yeah.
No fridge.
Let me plug this in.
And from that point on, I was like, I have no interest in looking in this place. So then, like... Jay looked around a little bit more, and then we walked out, and then it was really quick, and I remember you were like, I texted you saying that we were done.
Yeah.
So you walked back, and you looked at me, and my face was just like, no. Like, we're not meeting this place. We're not living here. And, like, the look, I could see the look on your face. You, like, knew, but mm-hmm. what my face, that you were like, well, this is not gonna happen, and then...
Immediately.
And then the lady gave us back her IDs, and then we said bye. And she's like, yeah, well, if you have any questions later on? And I was like, yeah, great, thanks. And then we left, and I was like, no, we're not. Because I'm okay with not having an in-unit washer and dryer right now, but no fridge? You expect me to bring a washer, a dryer, and a fridge? You got me fucked up. All the way fucked up. Fuck you mean?
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, and I remember Jayla was like, I didn't even notice. We didn't notice until the very end that there wasn't a fridge.
There's just a feeling in you. You're like, what is
something? Something's off.
Something is, yeah.
Yeah. And then Ryan was like, hey, guys, so there's a unit with a loft.
We were at Coffee Dose.
Mm-hmm.
We were at Coffee Dose getting coffee. Hold on. This is bothering. Editing this audio is going to be
hilarious.
Fucking interesting.
Yeah. But, of course, Ryan, in the most nonchalant way, was like, so there's an apartment in San Leon with a loft, mm-hmm. if you guys want to do that.
we're just sitting there
drinking coffee. We're like, she's like, okay. My mom told me about this place. And then we were like, oh, let's look into it. And then we went back to your guys' place, mm-hmm. looked into it, and we were like, this is actually really good. And Ryan was like, oh, yeah, I knew about this a couple weeks ago. Sorry, I didn't bring it up. We were like...
Keep in mind, our apartment, like, is within the same community.
Yeah.
That's literally, because I detest moving. I detest it. The mm-hmm. packing. You know how hard it was for me to even, like, get consistent with folding my clothes on the same day? And even right now, they're not, right?
Yeah.
It fluctuates. It took me so long to move out, to move out of that apartment.
I remember.
Everything, so to find out that it was right here. Because I remember we were like, okay, we went and got the keys immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a couple lofts
yeah.
that they had available. And then
there was... there was... We came to this one. We're like, wow, it's so nice.
It smelled good.
And like, then we went to the other one. And right before we walked in, I think it was you or Ryan that you were like, you know, I heard that some lady died in here. And we walked in and all of us were just like... tense.
There was a random stain on the ground. It smelled interesting. And there's, I don't know, you can sense the energy when you walk into
yeah,
the space.
The energy was not there.
And I was like, so...
The other one
for sure.
The other one would have been nice because it was across from your old apartment.
Yeah, we could have walked.
Yeah.
But now we've made this you. You made this place into a home. Because you weren't here for the first couple months. Gabby was here. Mm-hmm. And that was great. That was really, really fun. Hi, honey. Hi, baby. She sees something.
She ain't interested in us right now.
Something's in my eye, bro. Anyway, when you... you gotta get in there sometimes. Yeah. I knew that when you came fully... What is on my shoe? When you came fully, I'm losing my train of thought, that you would transform, like, everything, and neither me nor Ryan nor I, are very, like, decorative in that manner. Logan, you came in, and it was like, yep, okay, this is going there, I'm gonna do this, like, there's some light, like, I was like, yep,
well, I remember beforehand, Ryan was like, I don't really like decorating. She's like, I like buying things to decorate, but I never know what to do with it, so you can do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I will never forget when the first time that Naya came over here after I moved in, because you guys were going on a hike, and you guys came back. She was like, oh, it looks really nice. And I was like, yeah, you know, I kind of move things around a little bit. She's like, yeah, before it looked like a trap house.
It did not look like a trap house.
It just looked like a boy's apartment, like a college guy's apartment.
It was barren.
It was barren. You had the projector on one of the freaking... chairs. I was like, you ain't even try to, like, and it looked bad with the chair.
No, I didn't care about how it looked. It was functional at the time, bro. Don't go on that ledge. Absolutely not. Thank you.
Sorry, Mom.
Please. Oh, she's so cute. I don't know, bro. Like, even this is the first time that I even have started truly, like, decorating my room.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I was back home as a kid, my mom decorated my room.
Yeah.
And I would just go in there. But I also was never home. So I don't think I understood the power of, like, putting who you are into a space until you came in here.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's not, and it's like your energy as well. Like, sometimes I'll just be out here doing my own thing and I see you, like, cooking or, mm-hmm. like, cleaning for sure, because you'd be in your element. And I get really happy because mm-hmm. I just get to experience you in your space.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yeah, we gotta pay bills to be here. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Let's talk. Okay. I know I was getting real sentimental, but it just brought this to mind.
Oh, no.
When you are moving into your first apartment, okay, and it is the summer, expect the AC... And we're in the loft, so, and heat travels upwards, correct?
Yes.
And normally we were paying, like, a certain amount for utilities. It was whatever. I'll never forget the day. I remember where I was sitting. I remember what I was doing.
I remember exactly what was going on for me to do on my end.
I looked, and I said, it was, like, four something, just for AC. And I was like,
I'm gonna see if I can find
it. Yeah. I was so gobsmacked, bro.
Yeah.
And I kind of, the one thing that I would do differently, because remember I was like, y'all, like, why is it this high? Like, we have to figure this out.
You,
like,
put your shit on us like we were doing something.
And I've gotten feedback that when I get passionate about something, it comes off as aggression. And, like, I thankfully have the opportunity to work on that. But it was coming from a stance of, there's no way that this is correct. What is the total?
On August 12th at 4:29 p.m., Ryan said, "Hey everyone, the utilities cost $5.90 in July. The Wi-Fi was $60, water was $50, gas was $24, and electric was $4.58. So we each were paying $1.96. And then even Ryan was like, Logan, you should ask Gabby, because that was, I moved in halfway through, which bless Gabby's heart. I felt so bad. I was like, you don't live here anymore, but please. And she was like, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
So we, like, split that one. And then I remember being like, dang, that is a lot. And then, let me just, hang on. We're just gonna recap this whole thing.
Let me tell you where my reaction came from, though. Fear. Yeah. I wasn't in a state of, like, number one, believing that I'm living in abundance, but two, like, I was still working, and I'm still working on managing my money.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, four plus for just the AC? And it was hot, bro. We were having, like, a heat wave during that time as well.
Yeah, well, that was, like, the one, like, it wasn't as bad as the, that was, like, right before the 100-degree heat wave, because Lorraine was here for that one.
Yes.
But I remember, like, we kept it at a certain thing, and I, like, you know, you grow up with a father, and they're like, don't touch the AC! So I grew up, like, never touching the AC. Like, I didn't want to mess it up. I didn't want to make anybody mad. So I didn't really touch it, and I was doing fine. Like, I'm okay. I can handle heat decently well. Mm-hmm. And, I had a tiny-ass fan, but I was like, it's fine. I was still sleeping. I wasn't, like, dying, and there was a pool. And so she said that, and then your response was, what the actual fuck, Sal? I don't understand. And then Ryan said, yeah, I understand my dad yelling at me as a kid to close the door now because the AC is running. And then you said, I would like to sit down and talk about our energy usage / brainstorm where we can cut back because it has gone up constantly and I'm not willing to continue paying more and more when I know I'm not utilizing the majority of it. Which I felt like was a blow. I took that as a blow
to
me.
Bro, bro.
I came in and started chefing it up in the kitchen, and you were like, I don't cook. I don't do this. No. And I was like,
but the cooking barely, no. And that's gas.
Yeah.
I was just thinking,
and the gas was the lowest one.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm not fucking home. I was barely home. I didn't touch the AC. Why was it almost 400? You know what? And I was just, and then I understood. At the time, it was like everybody was experiencing those costs, and they hadn't come and changed the filters in God knows how long. So that affects it too.
And when they did come change the filter a couple months ago, I remember I was sitting out and I was like eating breakfast. He came in, he was like, oh, I'm just here to change your AC filter. I was like, yeah, go ahead, do what you gotta do. And you were like in your room, like asleep or something.
Yeah.
And I remember he brought it out and it looked like a fuzzy animal. And I was like,
this is what creature is this?
Yeah. Makes sense. But I remember, like, I was at work, because then you texted us, I think, the next day, or I was, like, we both talked about, like, yeah, we could sit down and talk about it, and then the next day was when you texted us, and you were like, neither of you said anything.
No one had responded, bro.
Like, no one, like, because we talked about sitting down and talking about it, and then you said something else.
Yeah.
And then I was at work, and I think Ryan was, we didn't say anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, my bad, like, I've been doing stuff today. And then that day, I called Dad. And I was like, so, MK is flipping out right now. What? And that's when he gave me, like, you close the blinds during the day so it's dark and less sunlight is coming through. And then at night, when, like, when the outside temperature reaches the inside temperature, you turn off the AC and open up. Which we tried. I mean, it was the end of the summer, so. Which, next summer, we know what to do.
Yeah.
Because we can start doing that.
Yeah.
And then I remember just having to, like, text you and be like, it's gonna be okay. I was like, it's hot. Mm-hmm. We live in a loft, so it's traveling up.
Yeah.
And, like, which sucks, like, to pay that, but it's like, also, I don't want to be, like, sweating my ass off when I'm trying to sleep. So I'm like, it could be just a little bit cooler. It'd be so nice.
And I take accountability for, that was a projection of my own fear onto you guys, you know? Because I was like, fuck. Because at the same time, honey was constantly getting sick, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, there's all these different, like, financial things going on. I was just like, Lord, if there's one more thing, one more curveball that you throw at me, like, please.
Yeah.
But I think it was an opportunity to learn about what I was creating. Mm-hmm. Because there is a tense kind of environment between me and Ryan too, because whenever I texted that to you guys, mm-hmm. I remember I had therapy, and so you know how I sit up in like my gray chair in front of my room, and then mm-hmm. Ryan came out, she's like, we'll talk about this, yada, and I was like, okay, like it was like very like blunt, and then I remember I reached out to her and like I apologized mm-hmm. for the way that I was communicating, but it wasn't, I could see where, like, it was coming off as me, like, putting blame. When in reality, like, I live here. I consume energy as well. I don't want to be sweating my ass off mm-hmm. either. When it comes to the people that you live with, I think it is important to talk about, like, what y'all's expectations are mm-hmm. as far as, like, the AC. Like, there's a certain way that we like to do dishes. I remember Ryan telling me, like, she prefers if I put them in the dishwasher rather than washing them by hand because that uses a lot of water. And I was okay mm-hmm. to abide by that. I think one of the biggest things, or the greatest things about living with you guys, is that we're willing to have those types of conversations mm-hmm. without coming at each other's throats.
Yeah.
And I will say, there hasn't been a time since then, if something's been on my mind, where mm-hmm. I have approached it that way. And I thank y'all for being, like, gentle with me. Because your approach, you know me, and, like, mm-hmm. you know where my heart's at. So you can see I was scared. Mm-hmm. You can see I was worried versus, like, okay, Michaela's being, like, a bitch right now about the AC. Like, you think I want to be paying this? Because Ryan's like, do you think I want to be paying this?
Well, I think it was easy to go about it. One, because, first of all, you and Ryan are both really easy to live with.
Thank you.
And so it's, like... And we all decently know how we each function. And we all do our own things and stuff. And yeah, sometimes I get super mom and I do things a certain way.
Yeah.
But I think, like, all of us, none of us were happy with the increase.
Yeah.
But I think that's part, like, in my mind, I was like, okay, this is part of what I signed up for.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not going to be able, like, I can't avoid it. Because mm-hmm. if we avoid it, then we have to pay more. Mm-hmm. And so it's, like, one of those things, like, we're all in this together. You know?
Yeah.
High School Musical type shit. But I'm surprised I was actually as calm as I was. Because
I'm not.
Oh, I am, because money stresses me the hell out.
You don't show it, though, bro.
No, I stress in silence, but you can see it on my back right now with the cups.
Mm-hmm.
Amount... Which is, for me, the scary part about, like, growing up is because I have so much money stress.
Yeah.
And it's not, like, the kind of stress where it's, like, I spend all my money and I don't have any left. Mm-hmm. I'm the kind of person that's, like, I will have $300-$400 in my bank account and be, like, I can't spend money.
Yeah.
I have no money.
Yeah.
Because I'm, like, I need to save that because if I blow it all, mm-hmm. I'm not going to be able to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm that kind of person.
Yeah.
So it's, like, I stress about making sure it's for the right things.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, during that time, I was so, like, calm. I was, like,
yeah.
I thought I was going through something because I was, like, dang, this is... But I think I just, like, knew, like, this is part of it.
It's part of being an adult.
Yeah. And it sucks now, too, because, like, I talk about it with mom all the time of, like, the things we have to pay for now is, like... substantially bigger than, like, when our parents were our age.
They,
like,
could buy a house.
Shit was cheap, bro. They could buy a house. They don't have to worry about that. Like, they don't have, like, rent wasn't, like, $800, over $1,000 mm-hmm. per person. Mm-hmm. For, like,
go to Texas. Keep telling you.
When have I said I didn't want to?
I know.
I'm seriously thinking about
Listen,
it.
Let some things work themselves out a little bit, and I'm down to...
Let me graduate.
Yeah.
But...
Unless about the country. Then there's that. No, yeah. But...
And then... But I think it's just, like... Sometimes I... Like, my mind's just wrapped around the fact that it's, like, this is part of... Like, we all signed up for this.
Yeah.
The good parts and the bad parts of it. Like...
Yeah.
Like, the freaking wasp's nest that we had.
I handled that, though.
The ant problem that we...
The ant... Oh!
They went away on their own, though. I will say that.
It's honey's food, though.
Yeah.
Because she kept... freaking biting holes into it.
Yeah.
Little heathen. One time I caught her, she's like, I was like, bro, I feed you twice a day. You're chilling. Why are you getting it? Like, and it's because of the material of the bag, too.
Yeah.
I was getting little teeth marks. I'm like, you're ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that's why I keep it on top of the fridge now. Yes, you. She's so cute. Anyway.
But
the
paying things sucks.
I think what you said about you being calm as far as the situation. So, in grad school right now, we're talking the Townsend model.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, four stages. And so it talks about attachment, separation, integration, and adulthood. And integration is about the good and the bad. Even though, like, things are mostly neutral, it's, like, the meaning that you give them. But it's, like, where you can integrate, like, your strengths and your weaknesses equally and mm-hmm. see them within you and know that they're there and still be, like, a unified whole. You handling that situation was an example of the person that you are, which is very, like, confident and very, like, logical and aware. I see that in other areas of your life. That's why I was saying, like, it didn't surprise me that you were calm.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, if the way I experienced you was to be like, yeah, like, of course, this is something that's going to happen. We're just going to handle it. It's part of being an adult.
Yeah.
That was an indication of my own development where I was just like, la-dee-dee, like, I'm in an apartment, whoop-whoop. And think about this. I wasn't used to paying utilities.
Yeah.
Because the year before. So that was like a smack in the face as far as like, oh, this is what it's truly like, and like planning ahead for that.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful that it occurred in an environment with people that love me. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know. It allowed me to grow with grace.
Yeah.
You allowed me to grow with grace. And I think that's been a standard that you've set throughout our friendship. And that's mm-hmm. why I'm able to... I'm going to be who I am regardless. Mm-hmm. But before I was more sure of who I was, I've always felt authentic around you. And that's allowed me to develop, you know? So, and I'm thankful for that. Truthfully,
we suffer together.
We do suffer together, and suffering is a part of life.
Bro, the way I've been describing this point of life recently, it's a beautiful shit show.
Exactly!
Because let me tell you, it's so nice. Like, this is the point of life you talk about when you're growing up, and you're like, when I'm older, I'm gonna do this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
But then you get here, and you're like, fuck. Shit's ass.
As far as adulthood, I want to go over two different points. The things that excite you the most about this point in your life. And then some things that you kind of fear. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You pick your poison. You can start with whichever. You know when someone's like, I have good news and I have bad news. Mm-hmm. Which do you normally pick first?
Good news.
Why?
I think if I like hear the good news first, it'll put me in a good mood to hear the bad news. But if you hear the bad news first and then someone tries to tell you good news, you can't be excited for it.
Mm.
It's like... someone died, but I got a new car, and so it's like, okay, cool.
But someone died.
Yeah, so who gives a fuck about your car?
It's like, what is hooking your attention?
Yeah.
First,
I'd rather hear good news first, mm-hmm. even if it is like I got a new car, but someone died. Like, cool, you got a new car.
Yeah, you can drive to the funeral.
Yeah. Some you lose some. Oh. I'm drowned. Oh,
really? I'm bleeding.
The silence after that was just
because
so loud.
I was just clutching my stomach and just like, I can't. And being a woman is hard. You like
turned away, looked outside, and went, I'm bleeding. And then it was just nothing. I was like, okay.
Being a woman is hard.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Your next podcast, there you go, is your next topic.
Bro. My next podcast is going to be cool, actually.
Cool.
Yeah. Let me make sure this is still going. One of my fears is that I literally once recorded like 20 minutes and there was nothing.
Oh.
You can hear the metronome. It's like,
yeah.
And I wanted to throw my computer off the ledge. I was like, okay, let's do this again. Things that excite you about just adulthood, and things that create a little bit of fear or scare you. Being scared and being fearful are different things.
The thing that I'm most excited about is, I mean, obviously, you know, I'm hyper-independent.
Yeah.
And I get to live my hyper-independence without most of the time people being on my head about it.
Mm.
I feel like a lot of times I am hyper-independent, and then in, like, undergrad, people are always like, you don't need to do this on your own. You can ask people. And I'm like, but you don't understand the way that I function.
Mm.
And, like, I had so many conversations about that with my parents. And they were like, you have all these outlets you can go to. And it's not that I was neglecting the help that I could have. It's just if I put my mind to something and say that I'm going to do it, I would much rather exhaust all of my options on my own before going to someone else. Because... And it's not like I feel like if I ask for help, I'm failing.
Where does that come from? That's what I'm wondering. Yeah.
Growing up as an athlete.
Yeah.
I think, and just, I don't know if that's, I think that's part of it. I think my experiences with men is part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I've never been in, like, a relationship with someone where, like, I don't have to do anything. And that's why I'm, like, I...
It's what you deserve!
Which is why now I am, like, and like, hyperly attracted to people who are, like, I know you can do this, but, like...
Let me do this for
sit
you.
Down and let me do it.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
then
yeah,
I'll be
yeah,
sitting
yeah.
there kicking my feet and mm-hmm. be like, yeah, yeah, yeah! You know? Like, that's what I want. And I know that I deserve that, too. But I think this, like, ability to tap into the fact that I am a very independent person.
Yeah.
And the fact that I'm, like, confident in my independence, too. Yeah. Like, I'm not sitting here being like, oh, I have to do this by myself.
Yeah.
Dang it. You know, yeah. It's like, I can do shit by myself, and I know that I can. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, I can pay rent, and I can buy groceries, I can buy gas. Yeah, sometimes I go to my parents for help, and, like, I'm fortunate enough to have parents that are still, like, willing to do that, because... Mm-hmm. There was a time that I, like, stuck with me for, like, forever. This was, like, a couple years ago. I think I was, like, talking to Dad about it, and he told me, he's like, there's going to be a point in your life when, as your parents, we won't need to help you anymore.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be a parent. You're going to have your own job. And my parents were like, we don't want that to happen, because, like, at that point, it's like, I'm not, like, I'm always going to be their little girl, but when they don't have to help me anymore, like, they're like, oh, she's actually grown up.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, you know, just Kyle being Kyle. Being the man he is.
Well, if you think about it, they're the two people in your life that you allow to help you. Because
mm-hmm. most of the time. Sometimes yeah. I'm like, I don't want to ask.
Yeah.
But because, I mean, like, they're still doing a lot of stuff, too. You know, they have moving parts. They're, like, getting rid of things that they love to be able to help pay off loans.
Yeah.
And stuff. So it's... My brother and I are very fortunate,
yeah.
and I will never take my parents for granted because of everything that they do for me.
Yeah.
But now, like, they know really well, too, that I am the kind of, like, I have, like, the best and worst combo of hyper-independence and stubbornness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're really good at times because I'm a very functional person on my own, and I, like, put my mind to things. But on the flip side of that, it's, like, don't help me and don't tell me what I can or can't do mm-hmm. because then I'm gonna, like, not... I'm going to, like, either cry or I'm going to get angry or, like, I'm going to deal with things.
Mm-hmm.
But it excites me to, like, have this portion of my life where it's, like, I've talked about this in high school, in middle school. Like, I talked about this with my best friends.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, we're at this point where it's, like, yeah, it sucks sometimes. But I'm, like, I made it here mm-hmm. and I'm functional here.
What I'm hearing you say is, like, at the end of the day, you know you got you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're confident in that.
Yeah.
The flip side of that, too, and something I was hearing you say is, like, sometimes when people are offering you help, you can become tearful or angry, or, like, there's, like, an emotional response.
Mm-hmm.
I think to allow people to help you, it means you have to be vulnerable,
mm-hmm.
and you have to trust that that help isn't gonna come with, like, certain consequences.
Yeah.
And, like, knowing you, people haven't always been consistent with their treatment. And that's difficult, especially when you're someone who's like, oh, I know I can handle on my own. Because mm-hmm. you see that, if anything, think about it, you see that in me
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah.
When I'm doing a bunch of different things, it's like, I know I can do this. Mm-hmm. And it's like feedback from people around you, your parents, me, like mm-hmm. other people be like, bro, like,
yeah.
let people help you. It's not a shot at your ability yeah. to care for yourself. It's like that whole concept of like, I can do this and I don't have to all the time.
Yeah.
And then some people, that even fills their love language. My biggest love language to give out is acts of service.
Oh, yeah, I know.
If I can do anything for you, mm-hmm. honestly, it brings me so much joy because I know that you're taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Or I know it could be as simple as, like, making a cup of tea or, like, whatever. But to know that I can lighten some load of yours.
Yeah.
And you allow me to also yeah. brings me so much joy.
So I feel like I've gotten better at letting people do things.
Yeah.
I've stopped fighting you as hard when you say you'll pay for something.
Yeah, you, and that's true. That's
because
true.
At this point, I'm like, either get yelled at or just take what I'm giving.
Real, it's like, bro, let me get you a cup of coffee. Like, it's not that deep. You'd be like, what? I'm like, shut up, but let me get you some coffee. It's a nice day. I want a sweet treat.
And I love coffee.
And you love coffee.
I love coffee.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I think, like, now it's... Just going through, I think, you know, especially this year, like, not that I have less friends, but I've gotten away from people who are, like, pushing mm-hmm. against my stubbornness. And so it's like...
What do you mean by that?
So, hypothetically, if someone was like, hey, let's go to Six Flags. It's, like, $60 for a ticket to Six Flags.
I see.
Yeah. And I'm at a point where I'm like... I have $60 to pay for it. Do I want to use that $60 for Six Flags, or do I want to use that
logically, my head's going to think, use it for what you actually need.
Yeah.
Go to Six Flags later. And I'll make up my mind. And I'll be like, no, sorry, not going. But then there was always people, like, in my past that I'm not, like, around anymore mm-hmm. that were like, but you only have to, like, you only get to do things, like, you're only young once. You only, mm-hmm. like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, you're going to get the money back. You'll mm-hmm. be fine. Or, like, with buying clothes and stuff, people are like, you can just buy something for yourself.
Yeah.
But then I sit there and I'm like, that's true, but I probably shouldn't. And then that's when I start to, like, freak out. That's when I'll, like, cry with people.
Yeah.
Is if they keep sitting there being like, do it, do it, do it.
Yeah.
But I've already made up my mind, because then I'm like, now you're making me, like, uncomfortable.
It's going against your value.
Yeah.
That you're being in attunement yeah. with in that moment.
So
yeah.
it's like, and I know now too, like, I don't buy things for myself. Like, food, and like, I buy, like, food, coffee, yeah. But that's not, like, something nice for myself. Like, I don't buy clothes for myself very often. And so it's really funny, because Jayla's the cutest person ever, because every single time I tell her, I'm like, oh my, I bought myself a dress, she's like, oh my god, did you really?
Mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
like, I just, I don't anymore. And I don't, like, not that if I'm, the next time I'm in a relationship, I expect to be bought stuff, because gift giving is not one of my love languages.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if that point ever comes and, like, someone gets me something, like, 1 year, Jayla bought me my birthday dress. I was like, this dress is really pretty. I think I'd love to wear it for my birthday.
Yeah.
And she's like, where are you gonna get it? And I was like, no. It's just cute. And so then she was like, okay. And then I think she, like, took a picture of it, or she, like, saw it, and then she bought it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's the nicest thing ever. Not that I ever expect people to do that, but it's like, I never buy nice things for myself
mm-hmm.
because I'm so logically wired and stressed out about money.
Do you think that's going to be something you carry with you throughout your life? Like, is that something that you, as you get older, because you're going to be making bank, your you, are you going to step into a you that does get things for Logan?
Eventually, yeah.
That celebrates Logan?
Yeah. Eventually, yeah. I just think at this point in life, I can't afford that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, I have money saved up. But
yeah.
I'm like, the money that I have saved is for Lorraine's wedding
yeah.
and going to Hawaii, and that's
yeah.
much more important to me than buying, like, a pair of shoes.
Experiences over material things.
Yes.
Every single time.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But, yeah. What was the second part? Oh, things I fear.
Yeah, yeah.
After college. I'm actually extremely terrified.
Really?
Of, like, I'm excited to not be in school anymore, and I'm excited to start my
freedom.
Career. Yeah.
From the shackles! Of academia.
I'm super excited to start my career.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's what I've, you know, the last couple of years, it's been, like, that's what I've been meant to do,
mm-hmm.
is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But in turn, I hate when people ask me, where are you going to be?
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
like, I fuck if I know.
So what are you doing next? It's like, bro, you're giving me anxiety right now.
I'm gonna cry.
Please.
That's what I'm doing next, actually. But it's like, that's like one of my, in pairing with what do you do in your free time, that question, and what are you doing after grad school,
ooh.
Are my least favorite questions.
There's a similarity between
there
them.
Yeah.
There's that openness.
There's the openness.
When you're used to routine. Yeah.
And it's like, obviously, yes, when I'm, what
was it? It is 12:20. Yeah, you chilling. My legs are getting stiff.
I'm yeah. Like, but when people ask me that, and I'm like, well, obviously, yes, I want to be coaching, and yes, I want to be a strength coach, and I want to be with the track team, and I would ideally love to be with college. Like, that's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Where am I going to end up? No clue.
Mm-hmm.
I can't limit myself to, like, people are like, well, you're going to stay in California? Are you going to go back home to Washington? And
yeah.
I'm like, well, I don't really want to go back to Washington right away. Like, I love Washington. That's my home. It's where my family is.
Mm-hmm.
It's where my best friend is. And I love it there. But my options going back to Washington is working at a high school, and that's not what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, my backup plan, is if no college is going to hire me. And then it's, like, people are like, where are you going to stay at Concordia? And I'm like, well, I don't, like, it would be a good starting point, because I
yeah.
know the program and I know the school really well.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't be able to do specifically what I want to do. Like, I'd have to bribe some people to get what I want to do.
Would you want to do professional sport at all?
Yeah. I would do professional
like
sports.
Like, between professional and college, which would you go for?
Ideally, I'd love to be with college.
Okay.
Especially because I want to stick with track, because after having a conversation with Brunk last year when he... Because first it was strength, conditioning, any sport.
Yeah.
Obviously, track is my main thing.
Bread and butter.
Like, I
yeah.
know that really well. But I was like, oh, strength conditioning for football would be super fun. I think working with baseball was really fun because there's so many different positions.
Yeah.
And you can work with so many different things. And the thing I like about strength conditioning is the specificity of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can have strength programs that are very generic and, like, yeah, these are good for holistic body movements and for everybody. But yeah. I like sports specific because that's what I was trained at.
Mm-hmm.
Was sports specific because it's like what I do is going to be completely different than what a running back does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's going to be some similarities because I'm a sprinter and a running back. We're both going fast.
Very
and
explosive.
We need the explosiveness, yeah. But I'm like, I'm not going to be doing the same thing that he's doing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So the specificity of it is what I really want to do. And if I stayed at Concordia, I would be either a strength coach or I'd be a track coach.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do. I couldn't coach track and program workouts for track because there is a head strength coach who programs for everyone.
Yeah.
And it's like, I wouldn't, it's a good place to be like start.
Yeah. But it's not your dream.
It's not my dream. And the fact that, and like, the only way I think it'd be a good place to start is because Brooke has kind of ingrained in me of being like, you'd be a wonderful track coach.
Mm-hmm.
Like just track specifically, which
you,
is
you
why.
Would be. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Which is why now I want to do like coach track and program for track.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in a lot of other college programs, they have, like, at the old school that Dad worked at, there was, like, the head strength coach, but football had their own strength coach.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had their separate strength coach.
Mm-hmm.
And because, for multiple reasons, but that's not important. But, like, that's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, I have to find a place where I can go to do that. But it's, like, so people are like, you're going to sit here? And I'm, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then, like, I know where I want to be, ideally. I'd love to stay on the West Coast, or, like...
What's up?
Fuck it up. So, like, Washington, Oregon, California, Texas, maybe Arizona. Like, that, this part of Midwest, no, absolutely not. No. I like the East Coast, but that's too far away from my family. And so it's like, people are like, where are you gonna go? And I'm like, I don't know. So that, I'm like, I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm excited. It's like an excited scared.
Mm-hmm.
But like when I sit and think about it a lot, I'm like, that's actually terrifying because like, I don't know where I'm going to be. I don't know like who I'm going to be living with. I don't know where I'm going to be relationship wise, if I'm going to be in one. And like, if I am, and it's a very long-term relationship, like I also got to talk about,
he better follow you. What you mean? Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
I will say, though, if I miraculously, you know, start, like, dating a professional athlete, I'd be like, you know, that's valid. Your job's a little
mean. But, like, what I'm saying, I can make that work, bro.
Yeah.
My question to you is, a lot of this is, like, ambiguous over, like, what you're going to have, what job, what location, etc. And I just want to have you think about this. You being who you are. Smart, intelligent beyond nature, driven. Your stubbornness is a strength because you continue. You will get in everything that you want in this life. You always have. So it's like, by being who you are and doing the things that work for you, which have worked for you up until this point, you're gonna have the life that you want. You're gonna hit the goals that you are. It's like when you for me, when we focus so much on like the having, we sometimes can lose track of like, dude, like I'm being and doing everything that I need to. It's already in a, there's a certain paradigm where that's already happening. It's coming towards you.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. And just being present in what's going on right now is going to be your biggest, that's going to be your biggest strength, bro. Cause when you're dialed in, there is absolutely nothing in this world that can stop you. It never has.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna validate, like, it's scary, bro. Like, I'm thinking, like, about college right now.
Mm-hmm.
My third year of my program, there's internships. So I have to figure out what I'm gonna be doing, how I'm gonna get my hours. I'm figuring out if I even want to still go and get licensed. And that's, like, a two-year process. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's scary.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, like, I have choice and autonomy in what's happening at every single step of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I find strength. And you have people around you that love you and are going to hold you down. You're not alone.
Yeah.
And I want to stress that
mm-hmm.
so much. Like, it's your life, and yes, you have responsibility for it. You're
mm-hmm.
not going to be alone through that process.
Yeah. Which I'm glad that I'm aware of that. Like, I'm glad I'm not the person that's like, I'm going through everything alone.
Yeah.
But that's why, I know I told you this, that's why I like Friends so much. Mm-hmm. Because they did like this reunion years ago, and I watched it with my parents, and they had the creators of it. Mm-hmm. And they were like, we wrote this show because it's about the point in your life when your friends are your family.
Yes.
And I was like, period! Yes! Mm-hmm. And that's why I like it so much, is because they start the show when they're our age. Like, they just graduated college, and they're, like, 24.
Yeah.
And they're all, like, fucking shit up. But it's, like, a realistic thing, and it makes me feel better about myself, because I'm like, oh, there's famous people are acting like I'm, like, me, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I'm like, that's the most, like, real thing, because you get to a point where it's, like, obviously, yeah, you have your family. Mm-hmm. Because they're your family. But yeah. It's like, everyone has different relationships with their family. People move away from their family. And it's like, only people you got are your friends and the ones that you keep close. Mm-hmm. I don't care. People can talk shit on that show all they want. It's a great one. And you, yeah.
No, I consider you family at this point in our friendship. We're going off, what, 5 years?
5 years? 5 years?
And outside of that, like, it would physically, like, break my heart if I were to ever, like, lose my friendship with you.
Mm-hmm.
Or if something were to happen to you or to me, you mm-hmm. know? Like, you're someone that I want... Oh, my God. You're someone that I intend to be in my life forever.
Yeah.
And I think it's very special to share this process with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's never going to be a moment like it ever again. We're going to look back and be like, bro, do you remember when... Do you remember when you would tell me to, like, go and get dish soap on my way back from work for
yeah.
the day? And I would come home and you would have cooked something because I haven't fed myself yet. And
actually,
we watched.
You haven't fed yourself today.
I know. I'm going to eat something. And then we watched Squid, thank you. And yeah. we watched Squid Games.
Mm-hmm.
And we ran track. And we just did all these very, like, niche.
Mm-hmm.
Just, it's a very specific time. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. It has its ups and downs.
There may be a time when, like, that doesn't happen. Because, like, we're all going to be with our spouses at some point, potentially with, like, kids, and then it's, like, we're all going to...
Like, yes, and it sounds so ghetto! Like, I want to be with my friends! I want to be with my friends!
So, MK, why haven't you been married? Fuck getting married! I want to be with my friends!
Oh, my goodness.
And but you can still, like... make that intentional time for people even when you're at that point. Yeah. Because with the girls back home, like, we've already decided the plan that we're gonna do. We've decided that every year, at least we've blueprint of a plan.
Yeah.
That was actually came up by me and Chloe, and I don't know if we ever shared it with the other two.
Yeah.
But it was like, obviously there's four of us, so every year we go to that person's house. So, like, now, if it was like, it's like, first year, if Chloe's still living in Texas, we all go to Texas, mm-hmm. and we stay with Chloe. And then we go to Vancouver, or we go here, like, wherever we are, and it's, like, a girls' weekend.
So each year,
each year is a different one. And then the fifth year, we do something big. So, like, this year, we're going to Hawaii. So, it's, like, that's the thing. And then maybe in the next one, we go to Mexico, mm-hmm. or we go to Italy. You know, like, we keep doing that, but we intentionally make... We've also talked about, like... intentional, like, making intentional time every summer to go to my grandparents'
house. I was gonna say, yeah, y'all gonna be
yeah.
in Hebo.
Okay. To go into Hebo, and it's not, like, that's no husbands, no kids, it's just the four of us.
Mm-hmm.
Because that, and it's like, we all have acknowledged that at some point in our lives, we're all gonna be in very different places. I mean, we even are now. Like,
yeah.
we're all in very, Lorraine's getting married. And it's,
yeah.
Chloe's in Texas, I'm in California, Elena just moved back, you know, like, there's so many different moving parts in our lives,
mm-hmm.
but we've already been like, yeah, so... Like, Lorraine's thing, I told Lorraine, I was like, when you're getting married, you know, Sean can come to the Christmas party. And she's like, I don't know if I want him there.
Mm.
Like, not because, like, she don't love him and he's not involved in my family now,
yeah.
but it's like, that's our thing. Like, that's not,
yeah.
you know, maybe one day we'll all bring our spouses, but she's the only one with a significant other. So she's like, no.
Yeah.
I don't really wanna. And I'm like, okay. It's so hard. It's so cute. But, which.
It's just a part of growing up.
You know, which sucks too. You think about, it's crazy because you think about when you were like
little
eight and you were like, when I grow up, I need to do this, I need to do that. And
I'm like, no, you don't. You don't.
I'm
like,
I
promise
I'm
you
gonna go
don't.
Back in time and take 8-year-old me and sit down and be like, babe, you don't want to
like,
do these things.
Hey, shut the fuck up and go play with your Barbies. You do not want to be over here right now.
Where I'm at, it's not fun. It's okay. The dark side.
Just relax. Your
grandma's on fire.
Your grandma's telling you to go take a nap. Go take the nap. You're going to be sleep deprived from time to time, just trying to keep your life together. All right? Go eat the food
don't
your mama cooked
don't
you.
Don't cry because a branch fell on you. Because later on, you could be crying because you had no money to fix the wounds from the branch. Precisely. On point, period.
Oh my god.
We're gonna go into the last segment. I've literally thought about if I break a bone, you know what? Nah, I got good health insurance. But I thought about this, so I was gonna
would
go on
just,
a front.
Would you just let it ride?
No.
Break your arm, like, oh, well.
So, you know how the winds have been crazy? Mm-hmm. So, I was thinking, I thought about this like 2 days ago. What happened? No, it's still going. It's
oh,
just,
I got scared.
No.
I do.
It's fine. How did, is the camera still? Oh, yeah.
Period.
Bro, this is gonna be a long episode, and I love it. That, even that's already at 40. Big yawn. Good job. Okay, so. The winds were going crazy, and I was gonna run outside, like at night. And I was thinking about if I was running, and like I got impaled by something.
That's not funny.
That's just think about this though. If I got impaled by something that was just coming out of like the air, and I would have to call you,
be like, oh,
and
I'd
just be on the side of the sidewalk, like Logan.
Be like, oh, well, oh, look at that.
Like, please come help me. I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
That's too damn
bad. I'm hungry. Alrighty. We have made it to...
Oh, I'm so excited to do this, and I'm happy I'm doing this with you.
Actually. We've done this a lot.
We have. We're not really strangers. We're going to keep it... So, we're just going to do a round. So, like, 1-1-1-1-1-1. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Why are you looking into my soul right now?
Or are we doing, like, we're just staying on number one?
No. Sorry, like you'll do one from one, okay. I'll do one from one, we'll each do one from two, and then we'll each do one from three.
Got that.
Or I should have just said we'll each do one from one.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Go ahead.
Okay. So the way that you, you do a staring contest to see who goes first, so moisten your eyes.
Bro, just go.
Rock, paper, scissors. No, because I just thought about it. I'm not going to have
really
like 30 fucking seconds of silence on this. Okay, ready? Got that ass. I'm gonna go first. So, what reality show do you think I'm most likely to binge watch? Explain.
What reality show?
Yeah.
I don't even know all the reality shows.
Yeah.
This is interesting, actually. Something with a whole lot of drama.
Drama. Honestly?
I don't know which one specifically.
Yeah.
Maybe like Housewives. Or there's this new one that came out called Traitors.
What is it
and
about?
I have, from what I understand, it's like all of like reality TV show like villains. So like all the people that like everyone hated or like did some fucked up shit to everybody else, they're all on a show together.
Interesting.
And so it's just I'm like, or you do like Survivor.
Yeah, I was gonna say either Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Because it's wonderful and it's just, you know.
I can get you an inside scoop on what happened there.
Or Love is Blind. I count that as reality TV.
Oh, yeah, that is.
I like that one specifically because the whole
things
occur.
Or you do Love on the Spectrum. I feel like you cry a lot.
I specifically have not watched that because I the emotions that'll come up for me, I just have to be in the right place.
That's so fair.
So.
That's valid. If MySpace were still a thing, what would my profile song be?
Bro, I don't know. Oh! Yes, I do. Yes, I do. It would either be something Afrobeat based.
Yeah.
Or, and I don't, I was going to say it could be Con La Brisa, because you've talked about that being your soul song, and I see that as your soul song, but... I think because it is your soul song, you hold it close to your heart, and I don't see you putting that out on the internet.
Mm-mm.
As like this is something. So yeah, something Afrobeat, maybe Black, or maybe something like something from like Teddy Swims. He's dropping a song with Giveon tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Are you? Oh! I'm so excited. I'm so ready for it. Anyways.
Yeah.
Period. All right, now on to two. Please do not get, you know what, whatever comes, comes. Create your own question. No! Not doing that.
So, that's a really good card flip.
Thank you. Thank you. It flew, huh?
Yeah.
What is a compliment you wish you received more frequently? Ooh. Honestly, what comes to mind is like, I see how hard you're working to like unlearn the things that don't serve you anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I used to think that personal development was, okay, I do this, and I do this, and I do this, and I do this. And, like, at the same time, I was realizing underneath the surface of everything, there is so much of what isn't me and never belonged to me. Mm-hmm. Or that I, agreements that I accepted from other people that didn't have my best intention. So, you actually do a great job of this, in affirming me of my worth. So, I'm gonna stop there because I'm getting distracted. Yeah.
I mean, you do.
Thank you.
Even if I don't say it like all the time, but it's like, even I think, I feel like people take that as like they think that as like they constantly have to be like, you're doing so, like, everything. I just take that as like a simple, like, I'm proud of what yeah. you did. I'm like, I feel like saying I'm proud of you is like encompassing like
huge
everything.
Huge. And I didn't hear that a lot growing up.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been through some shit, bro, so...
I have... Yeah, you know the vibes. People are like, you're so calm and, like, you know... I'm like, listen...
You're, like, underneath him, shriveled up.
No, not even that. I feel like the strength of the most loving people comes from those who understand what it's like to be in the absence of it.
Bars.
So...
I, like, halfway through, I was like, this better be a bar. This better be...
People are gonna be like, write that down, write that down. Okay. When you're asked how are you, how often do you answer truthfully? Mm-hmm. Pretty often.
Really?
Yeah. If I'm not doing okay, I don't ever want to tell someone most of the time that I'm not doing okay. Like, there's... Because if I say I'm not doing okay, then the questions come, mm-hmm. and I'm only open to... If something's really wrong, then I'm only open to talking about what's wrong with select people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to go to, like, someone that I'm kind of acquaintances with, or, like, yeah. don't really see on a regular basis, and then they're, like, I'm sitting there, like, trauma dumping, and they're just, like...
okay.
Like, I didn't really actually care, you know? Mm. So it's, like... I mean... I feel like, for the most part, I'm never really in, like, a bad headspace. I feel like I tend to be generally decently positive, and, like, I'm usually in a good mood.
Yeah.
So it's, like, if something's wrong, people who know me know when something's wrong.
Yeah.
It's, like, I get really quiet, and, like, my face is just, like... Mm-hmm. And people know, like, you know...
Your eyes get this look, bro, and I'm like, okay, you mm-hmm. either need space or you gonna need a hug in, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
One of the two.
So it's, like, yeah. people who know me, like, I don't have to say anything. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, they already know something's wrong or something's up. Mm-hmm. And most people know, like, she'll talk when she's ready. Mm-hmm. And, like, most people know, don't ask, are you okay, when someone's clearly not okay. Or, like, when I'm clearly not okay. So, but I feel like for the most part... I just be vibing.
What came to mind is, like, what occurs when you move to a new place and you're around new people and there's a situation to where you're not okay and you don't immediately have people around you?
Call my mom.
I'm about to say, you're going to call somebody.
I'm going to call my parents and cry.
Shannon!
Kyle, please! Or I'm going to call Lorraine and be like, listen here. Mm-hmm. I'll call somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Aw. Okay, so these are the ones that we answer the same as, like, level one, so you answer this for me. Mm-hmm. What do you admire most about me?
You're already crying. I haven't said anything yet. English is hard. What I admire most about you is your ability to connect with anyone and anything. Like, as much crap as I give you for that, like, when we were in Portland and you're saying hi to random people on the street, and I'm like, don't do that shit! You gonna die! But I think, like, your ability to just say, like, give, like, a friendly hello, mm-hmm.
And then minus that one lady that glared at you.
She said. I was like, that's all right. I didn't take it personally.
But it's like, it makes a lasting impact on people, I think, even if it's not someone you see regularly, because you never know what someone's going through, and sometimes, like, a have a good day is... And sometimes I feel like, I mean, not sometimes, I know for a lot of people I come across as, like, not friendly, because I've been told that. Mm-hmm. I've been told that, like, most people, when they met me, they're like, yeah, I kind of... Or at least on the team, people were like, I was terrified of you. So many, J-Lo was like scared.
They're intimidated.
Zakiya, yeah, the people have been like, when they first met me or like saw me, they're like, no, you're so intimidating. Like, Lorraine, even the first time we met, she thought that I was like the mean kid in school. And we were in fourth grade. She was like, my first impression of you was like, that you were the mean girl. Mm-hmm. Not that I was like, not able to have friends, but I was just like that. So like, in, you know, people after being friends with me have been like, yeah, she's a bitch. Mm-hmm. So, like, the fact that people can just kind of look at you and just, like, that's the most impressive thing about you, I think, is that you just kind of give that off of, like, I don't think people ever look at you and be like, damn, she sucks. You know?
You don't suck, number one.
Thank you.
And, I don't know, I never perceived you that way.
And not everyone does.
Yeah.
But I do get that a lot, is people...
I think that has more to do with them. For real, for real.
Well, if we look at a track record of people that I have been friends with...
guess what? they didn't deserve you anyway. What?
But,
thank
yeah.
you. You're so kind of you. And I love you so much.
Your shoulder just cracked.
Good. They probably needed it. Need to go get some chiropractic done on that.
Ain't that the truth? Me too. If you could prescribe, me one thing to do for the rest of this month, what would it be and why? Sorry, excuse me.
Take yourself on a self-date.
Yeah.
You deserve that.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think in the times that I have seen you, because I love the way that you handle your finances and your responsibility, and like, you are very nice.
Holy shit.
I'm just glad I didn't fall off the ladder. I think it's something that keeps you in our home very steady, and you get to live. You get to experience joy. Like, I could see you going, getting yourself a bouquet, which you do sometimes, getting yourself some flowers and just having like a nice dinner with yourself, or doing something you enjoy. Going to an Afrobeats like club,
please,
you know? yeah
please, I want to so bad.
It doesn't even have to be alone, but
I would not go to a club alone.
I would prescribe to you to find something that would genuinely bring you joy. Mm-hmm. And just go for it 100% and just let that experience flow through you, because you deserve to be poured into as much as you pour you just your being as much as you pour into all your responsibilities. You deserve to let loose as well.
There is this place that I'm gonna go and move in. Like, you can.
What's it called?
I don't know, actually. I have to ask Jayla and Dylan, because that's where they went a lot. You can, like, create your own bouquet.
Okay, so what you're gonna do is you're gonna find it, and we're gonna go before the end of January.
That was crisp.
That was crisp. Yeah.
No, that wasn't as crisp on my own hand.
I want to thank you for making time in your schedule to do this with me. I know we live together, but we have constantly evolving lives, and you are the very first person for me to have a guest with on this, and that is so special to me, because I know this is going to help a lot of people and connect a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And it starts with a connection that I experienced in my own life. Yeah. And you have shaped what true friendship and sisterhood and just loving of one another looks like. For me.
Well, so. Thanks for letting me do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a little bit of a session.
And we're just going to end this way. If there's one thing that you would want the world to know or remember, mm-hmm. what would that be?
About what?
In general. Yeah, to take in that question the way you take in that question. If you could say one thing, say you're sitting here, right, and it's like, for some reason, whatever you're about to say, it's going to be transported into the minds of everybody instantly. They can't block it out. They might think they're schizophrenic or something for a second. But
that's a really fucked up.
What would you...
I immediately went to Surf's Up.
Oh my god.
Oh, Arnold! It just plays in repeat everyone's head.
I think I'm a firm believer that things are only bad if you have the mindset that it's gonna be bad. Like, if you're choosing to do things in your life, so because you're choosing to do it, choose to make it a good time. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, that's a lot of things that you get from, like, people in college. It's like, they choose to go to college to do these things. And yeah, it's hard, but they let the hardships overcome the actual experience of it.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, this sucks. And I'm like, well, it only sucks because you're thinking in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go into something and have an open mindset and try to be positive and, like, accept the fact that things are going to be hard sometimes, I think overall it's going to be a good experience. And I don't think that people always do that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people that I think, I mean, we've had teammates that were like that, that they chose to go to college and to be a student athlete and to do these things, and then they sit there and bitch about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, well, if you flip it and find the good things, you're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Obviously, no part about life is easy, especially now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this point in life, ain't nobody know really what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're all just kind of out here doing stuff.
Mm-hmm. And we're not gonna, later, people are still figuring out.
Yeah.
We'll be 60! Still figuring it out.
You're still figuring it out, and, like, that's part of growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're gonna commit to do something, like, do it because you want to do it, and don't go into it being like, damn, it's gonna be the worst thing ever. Gotta go through 4 more years of school, or gotta go through whatever to get this job. It's like, you're choosing to do this, so make sure you have, like, the good, like, positive mindset of going into it. Because, like, not everything in your life is gonna be rainbows and ponies.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not it. But if you choose to look at it like that, then, like, the negative stuff isn't gonna feel like such a big impact.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you for coming, my friend.
Thank you so much. Your hands are fucking cold.
I'm anemic. You should see I bet you my feet are yellow underneath.
I don't want to see
yellow. I'm not going to get... Anyways,
penguin.
Thank you for tuning in. I love you very much. Update. These podcasts are going to be weekly now. One of my favorite things is to have connection with people like Logie over here.
Leave connected.
Come curious. Find it. But I'm just excited. I'm excited to connect with you guys and to learn and grow a lot through this journey. We're gonna have some video as well, which is really, really exciting. But I hope you have an amazing day. Please know that you're capable of doing any and everything that you set your mind to. And echoing what Logan was saying, there's going to be times in life where, you know, shit may hit the fan. Your mindset and your ability to move through that, believing in what your vision is and in who you are, is going to make all the difference. This was fun, and I will see y'all soon. Peace.
Toodles.
Toodles.